Blog Talk Radio.
Lily Love Music, take one.
Fantasia.
My name is Renee, and I'm a baby mama.
My name is Juanita D. Sims,
yeah,
and I'm a baby mama, and I'm giving shout out to my baby.
Cause nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama. I see you paying ya, I see you working ya, I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up with making beds up, girl, keep your head up on my feet. And you're like, what the hell? You say, this ain't even half a daycare. Saying to yourself, this shit ain't fair. And all my girls who don't get no help, who gotta do everything by yourself. Remember, what don't kill you can only make you stronger.
Everybody, you are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Yo, yo, Ayana.
What's up? I'm here.
Where
I'm
you
here,
at, girl.
I'm here.
Woo,
I know you can
I
hear
get
me
into
in all my,
topic,
my background.
I can hear you. We're going to tell everybody, good, bad, or indifferent, Bill Cosby got found guilty today. So we'll talk. That's going to be something we talk about on a later show. Because I've been listening and looking at social media, and we've been getting mixed reviews on that. So we're going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about how he's found guilty. We're going to look at that Weinstein character and see what happens with him. But I can pretty much tell y'all that they ain't going to touch Trump. And he done a whole bunch of stuff. But
I say,
that's
what
a
now?
Whole other topic.
That's not what we're about to talk about. That's not
yes.
what we're about to talk about in Joe President.
We ain't doing that. No. Tonight, we're going to be talking about these infamous baby mamas and baby daddies, because, you know, the baby mamas and baby daddies are,
okay, so let
know,
me just go ahead and right now apologize to any listeners and let them know that, you know, this internet radio, so I can say what I want to say, and I'm not judging.
We'll say
you.
It.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just, I want to just put that caveat.
You just
want
to get that disclaimer out there.
Yay.
Because you know,
so they won't,
it's some,
you know they don't email us.
Yeah, they going to do that. And they going to, you know, because the phone lines is already lined up. So, you know, you got the baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
You got the baby mamas that, you know, if you don't do what I need you to do, you don't want your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some baby daddies that be like, hey, if I can't come through and hit it, then you and Junior, yeah, y'all going to have to fend for yourself. Then we got the baby mamas that take the child support and go to the club. They got the nails, the hair weave, the this, and the other. And the baby's walking around looking kind of, you know. Then you got the baby daddies. Like, we can go, but this right here should have been a 2-hour show. You got the baby daddies that be like, I don't want nobody else around my kids. So you can't have no other boyfriend. You just stuck in the house, just you and the kids. And I'm going to come over when I want to. And when I don't want to, I ain't coming. And you better not say nothing.
Yeah, you know what killed me about it is these folks, they be having their baby daddies and their baby mamas, and they want to talk about how crazy they are, but I guess they forget that for that moment, they really wasn't that crazy. You know what I'm saying?
But not at all.
Moment, whether it was a minute, 30 minutes, an hour, however you do, you really didn't think how crazy.
You didn't think about it. No. But look, for the sake, because I only produce this show for an hour, and for the sake of trying to get all of our callers in, let's go ahead and take a caller.
Let's
caller
do it.
Caller with
let's
the last 4 of 6354. 6354. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. I'm fine. How are you?
All right.
We're talking about these baby mamas and these baby daddies and how they hold these kids over each other's heads to get what they want. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, personally, I haven't had to deal with that because I'm just now becoming a mother at 29. So I didn't really have to deal with the baby mama and the baby daddy type of thing because my child's father is my husband. But I have experienced with him the baby mama drama because he has moved on. So me personally, it was tough at first because I didn't have no kids when I met him. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Deal with that.
No, yeah.
So what was she doing? So, I mean, what type of stuff was she doing?
She just didn't like me because I guess that they worked together and she just was just doing a bunch of foolishness. She wasn't necessarily holding his kids over him. It was more so of the child support thing. Like, that's kind of what it is about.
Oh, you don't do what I need you to do.
Yeah, I'm going to take
you. But that's disrespectful, too. That's disrespectful, too.
And I'm like, this man taking care of his kids. Why he got to get, you know, the third degree? He's just trying to take care of his kids. So...
we got that too. I want you to do what I need you to do right now, or I'm gonna
put
you on.
But the money shouldn't have nothing to do with it. But the money shouldn't have nothing to do with your parenting, though. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't.
Like, it really shouldn't. I saw a meme earlier today. It was about a father and a picture of a daughter, and he was basically homeless, but he was homeless with her. And she looked like she was having the time of her life with her daddy out there kicking that can. And so what about the money? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
That shouldn't dictate how a father or a mother spends time with their child based on money. So, child support is a whole other piece.
Oh, what? When you get slapped with that, it's something serious. Well, all right, caller, thank you for calling in and sharing your story. And I hope y'all got that baby mama, you know, calm down to.
Oh, yes. We have custody of her now, so we don't have to deal with all this. So, yes.
It's even better. Look, just take the baby. Right. Go on about your business. We're gonna take the baby with us. We're going to keep her with us. And you have a nice life. I got you.
Yes.
Well, all right. I'm going to put you back in queue.
All right.
Ayanna, you touched on something very, 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 like some people don't even think about that. you don't think about it when it, you know, the kids don't know where the money coming from. They could care less who bought these shoes or who bought these clothes. I don't care. I can go in and put these clothes and these shoes on. It's the time that you spend. That is more valuable than any dollar.
Than anything. Yes.
Anything.
And I just don't understand why people don't get that.
But when they play that tug of war and that pull and yank and back and forth and arguing and all this other stuff unnecessarily over the most hideous things, you know, that interferes with a child's well-being. Because they don't know
really
who, they don't want to take sides. They don't want to take sides because, hell, you my mama, you my daddy. Like,
it messes the kid up, though. It do mess the kid up, too, though. You know what I'm saying? You see that video with the little girl, and she was asking her mama, did the child support check come in yet? Why is the child asking their mama that, though? Like, it was funny, don't get me wrong, but no child should be asking.
I laughed.
So hard.
That was funny.
I did too.
I mean, that was a gut busting laugh. Because she done promised $5 to the student she was teaching,
right.
But I can't give you $5 if my child support ain't hit.
Yeah. Right. So she like, did the child support hit yet? Like, but I don't even think she's supposed to know that's hitting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, because the mama, I'm telling you, the mama done said it on more than one occasion. I need to check to see if the child support done hit.
I can't get that because I got to see. She was like, no, I can't buy you that. I got to see that
child support
hit.
Done hit.
Right.
Yes.
Girl.
Let's take another caller because I want to get through. Caller with the last four of 0334.
Yeah.
Good evening,
this
caller.
Is me.
Hi.
This is Rita Sue.
What's
better
that,
known
Rita?
As DDK.
Hey, DD, how you doing, girl? Tonight
I'm fine.
I'm here.
I had to weigh in on this.
Uh oh, because you sound like you got something to say on this one.
I got something to say about that, baby girl. Check this out. So, me and my husband split up, right? And the very next week, I was dropping my kids off. You got me fucked up. I don't care if he bought me a quarter. You need to spend time with your kids, and I need a break.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
Agreed.
But I was so fortunate that my ex-husband, you know, as soon as we split up, I didn't have to go downtown or nothing. He just bought me $400 the next week he moved out. And he's been doing that consistently ever since. My kids are 16 and 22 now.
That's
what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they go over there, like when he was here in town, every weekend they knew that they was going to their daddy house, right? So if he didn't bring me my money, it didn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I had my own job. You see what I'm saying? But nigga, I still need my money. Don't play. You know what I'm saying?
Run it.
Don't play with me.
I'm not going to dangle my kids over your head if you don't.
Exactly. Whether he gave me that money or not, that's still y'all father and y'all going.
I know that's right.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all have to have a relationship with him whether money is involved or not. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Y'all still have to have a relationship with him, and I need a break.
And I can tell
you wasn't like, oh, he late with this money, so y'all don't get to go over there. Like, that's not what
I don't give a damn if he late. He ain't going
to
be late with them kids over there. He could be late with that money. I ain't even tripping.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I ain't even tripping. But mommy need a break this weekend.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
But so many
mothers. And you
getting
your kids this weekend. I'm not dangling shit, nigga. Come
and
get
them. You're going to get the kids. And I mean come and get them right now.
I love it.
I'm dropping them off.
I'm dropping them off. Look, Renita,
you know
at the door like this.
Man.
You hear that knock?
Stop.
That's how I'm at the goddamn door. I don't care who over there, what girl you got over there, it don't matter. It don't matter. Tell her to get dressed because they're coming in.
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm laughing because I was that same way when me and my kids got divorced. I was like, look, I don't care. I'm calling the girlfriend. Who's your girlfriend this week? Let me call her. Let me get her number. The kids got judo practice.
Exactly.
Can you pick them up at 6:30? Look, it's a package deal. We all going to get along. I just need y'all to get these kids.
That's right.
Still
is this something you need for
so
them?
Many mothers,
is this something you need
like
me to bring
though.
For them? Whatever you need, I got it.
Absolutely.
You hear me?
I never,
as mad as I was at him, if we could argue, fight, whatever, when it was time for him to get them kids, I never, even if he didn't pay me, it's probably like twice that he probably didn't pay me. Because I never took him downtown because he was a straight-up dude. You know what I'm saying here?
Right.
You know, we're not together. I know you got my kids. Here you go, $400. That's what he did all the way up until he retired, and now I just get a check.
Now, see?
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you got to watch who you have kids with, too. You got to watch who you have kids with, because motherfuckers be
crazy. Bottom line.
And
that's,
you know what?
Right.
Mental illness runs through the family. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So you don't
want
your child to be mental because his fucking mother's mental or some shit. You need to watch who you have kids by. If you got to do a check, a background check, you got to ask questions, do whatever you got to do. But you got to watch who you have kids with, because some of these niggas ain't right.
I love it.
Hey, but let's be real. Some of these women ain't
right
either.
And then I just
want to
say one more thing. I just want to say one more thing. And any chick or any man that holds their kids over their baby mama or baby daddy head or whatever, they're losers, because no one's suffering but those kids.
But the babies, absolutely.
But the babies.
And they
they're wondering, why I can't go see my daddy? Why I can't go see my mama? Because you mad? No, don't do that. Just because
absolutely.
You mad, make sure your kids have a relationship with their father.
That's
your baby mama has a baby daddy, whatever, has a relationship with her mother.
That's
you know,
it.
If the father has the kids, make sure you take them over to their mother. Because they're going to appreciate that later on in life.
They are.
Yeah, but these women, though, I tell you, I'm only saying women do it, but I just feel like the mothers, some of these mothers just don't understand that just because you are bragging the fact that, oh, I take care of my child, or daddy don't do, he don't spend no time, he don't do this, but are you allowing him to? Because that really looks bad on you. You know what I'm saying? As a mother, you have to allow that. You can't tell me, oh, my baby daddy, he ain't this, he ain't that. But really, you ain't give him a chance to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't give him a chance to spend no time with that child. And you want to get a Mother's Day card and a Father's Day card. Girl, sit down. You doing
too much. Well, you doing too much. Bitch, be humble. Sit your ass down. You hear me?
It.
I know that's right. They get on my nerves.
You know
I hate that shit. I never was that type of mother. Never.
Free the food.
Come and get
Dee Dee.
These damn kids.
I'm
going to
go all the way all back. That's right. Come and get them. But you know what? It takes a real woman. You
they
know
need
how,
to
you
be
know
with their father. On the, if,
the
they're, if we're not together, then they already know that they going to their daddy house on the weekend. That was the routine.
And don't worry about it. Friday
and
Sunday.
And nothing interrupted that. Didn't no money interrupt that. When he didn't pay
That's
me,
it.
I still dropped their ass off and figured it out. You hear me?
Yeah,
that's
saying,
what mothers have
matter.
To do. Us as black mothers, we have to figure that shit out. Because ain't nobody going to give
that's
you
it.
Shit. It's
Nothing.
Mama's baby and daddy's maybe. Some daddies
Woo!
That ain't even looking at your ass.
Oh,
you hear me?
That's what I'm talking about.
So you
that.
Better figure
you
your motherfucking it. Shit out. Don't be depending on no nigga to do shit for you and your baby. You better get
say
out there
again.
And get it yourself.
I
and whatever he give you,
out
whatever
out
he give you is extra.
Extra.
That's
there
what my grandma said. You always pay your
it.
Own
I
bills, and whatever a nigga give you, that's extra.
That's extra because at the end of the day, women been taking care of our babies and everybody else's babies all at once, and we ain't have them problems. They have
exactly.
problems.
These women be like,
the daddy's paid gone.
They be like, I keep a roof over your child head. But would you have not had a roof over your head if you didn't have a child? Come on now. You still ain't going to live in the street. Come on now.
Exactly.
Get out. Work it out.
Girl,
exactly.
Look.
No, I'm with you.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Because I don't think that I've ever had a caller that causes this much friction. When I tell you my phone over here blowing up, my personal cell phone, we got callers that are listening in on the web. And they like, she's preaching, preach. Like, because you're giving them the real. Like, people don't even understand
Benita,
it.
Yeah. You know, I've always kept that shit real.
I already know.
I'm just being real
you.
With them.
You
know what? Don't
I
do that.
Know.
Don't do that to them kids.
But, and
don't
I went
that.
To, because when you said mental illness runs in families, I need these dudes to know just because she has a fat ass does not mean she gonna make a good mother. That does not
crazy with a fat ass and big titties and crazy as fuck.
Exactly.
Bitch can't
even like,
boil
oh,
an egg
crazy.
With a fat ass. And the bitch can't boil an egg. Stop that shit.
But she your baby mama though. But she'll be his baby mama though. He'd be like, yeah, that's my baby mama.
Oh,
like,
y'all gotta love internet
check
radio.
This out. Wait a minute. Let me say this. Because I don't even have no damn baby daddy. I got a kid's father. How about
that?
Baby daddy shit gets on my damn nerves. These little young girls out here getting knocked up, want a baby. Just got, my baby daddy. Girl, sit down. Talk about my baby daddy. Girl, boo. I got a kid's father. How about that?
I know that's
my
right. You got a
father.
Real man. He's dropping.
I got a
paper
real man.
Fight up, and he's gonna get his kids regardless. I don't care if we cussed each other out all day yesterday.
It
you
does
get
not
these
matter.
Kids today. It don't matter. That's
it
what
don't
I'm talking
matter.
About.
It's your time, and I need my
thank
time.
Thank God for internet radio.
Yes.
Thank
and
God
that's all
for
I gotta
I
say.
Love it, and I appreciate
that's
it.
That's all I gotta
to
say, and I love you, Renita.
In. I love you too, baby. I want you to keep on listening, and I love your support,
I will.
And I'm going to always support you. Remember that, okay?
Yes, I got
all right,
you,
I'm
girl.
Gonna put you back in
all right.
Queue. Have a
okay,
good
baby.
Night.
You too, love. Love you.
Love you too. Hey, Dee Dee, shut it down. She shut it down. Like, we got, when I tell you the phone lines are blowing up because everybody has something to say on this topic because it's rampant. You hear so much about this issue and the mothers dangling the babies or the daddies. If I can't come and jump in the bed, I'm coming at 3. I'm going to call you at 2:30. I'm gonna come through there when I leave the club.
Right.
And you ain't coming at 2 o'clock in the morning to see your kid. You coming over here for something, but you can't come at 4 in the afternoon. Mm-mm.
And the men think because they like, oh, you that baby mama, that means they still get the smash. Like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works at all. It's over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, today, when I told, you know, a guy called me, asked me about, you know, what the topic is tonight, and I told him, he said, oh, so that wasn't part of the contract. If I have a baby, like, that's mine for the rest of my life. Like, I don't have free, no. It don't work like that. I don't know.
Yo.
Where'd that come from?
I know somebody that said that. He literally told me.
But
he literally told me, like, that's mine. I've been there. I can go there anytime I want to. She got my child. I'm always going to be able to hit that. I said, oh.
No.
No,
it don't work like that.
That's not how any of it works.
We already 30 minutes into the show. Let's pay a bill and come back because the phone lines is jumping. Hold on.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back, y'all.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
All right, Digital Guard. We got some self-defense products. We got alarm monitoring. We have alarm systems that we can have installed or you can install yourself. So hit us up. Shoot us an email, againstalloddsrg@gmail.com. Woo,
yes,
Ayanna. Tonight we're talking about these baby fathers and these baby mothers and how they dangle their babies over each other's heads to get what they want from the other. The threat of child support. The threat of not being able to see. You know what? It's crazy, but let me tell you something. I have witnessed fathers who are literally in tears because they feel like they're getting the raw end of the stick. You know, I try so much. Mm-hmm. My baby mama want to argue. I don't want to be with her no more. And
yep.
She's consistently trying to fight. You know, if I have a new girlfriend, it's just drama all day long. Like, I don't know what to do other than to walk away from the whole situation.
Situation.
What can we do to get through to women and men that, look, it's not about y'all. It's about these kids. You can't act the fool all day.
I've seen it on both sides, unfortunately. And it's just always interesting to me because it's like, but why? This is what I say, and I've said this to a dude before. If you knew you didn't want to be with her, you knew that. Why did you sleep with her raw? Because we all know that the result of sex unprotected is one of two things. You catch something or you have something. That's it. That's it. I don't care how good it felt at the time. I don't care how good the D was, whatever. You put yourself in a situation so now you have to be bothered with this person for the rest of this child's life. And yet you really don't want to be bothered with this person. So it's like, why did you put yourself in that situation? And now you're mad. Like, I don't understand.
It goes both ways. Rita, a.k.a. Didi, she made a perfectly good point. Before you lay down and have a baby, you need to really, really investigate who you're dealing with. Because people show you who they are. It don't take them long. A leopard can never change the stripes. All they can do is camouflage them. At some point or another, the real them is going to come out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But after it's done, you have to try to make peace. Let me tell you what I did. And my friends thought I was crazy as hell. One of them I talked to last night, and she was like, we just did not understand how you were. When I got ready to move down here, like my divorce from my kid's father, the divorce court, right?
Okay.
So in Indiana, pretty much, if you laid on child support, they give you a few days, but then they gonna set a court date. So when I got ready to move down here, I called my ex-husband. I said, hey, meet me downtown at the Gold Building. So he probably thought, you know, she on some BS, but I'm going to go anyway. I went right up to the receptionist and I said, I need the paperwork to remove him from child support. And he looked at me like, what? Yeah, you know these is your kids. You know they need shoes. You know they gonna go to school. This is the stuff that you know. I didn't have a bad baby father. You know what I'm saying? He paid. He bought my kids. So he took them to the mall. And him and his girlfriend, the girl he was with, they, you know, came and got the kids, dropped the kids off. If I had to work late, they picked them up. You know, I didn't have that type of problem. But I never took the initiative. You know, they did what they did. I rolled with it. But I was not coming back from Georgia all the way to Indianapolis to go to court because you missed the child support payment. That wasn't going to happen. So I took him off. Nobody, not even his family, could believe that I dropped that child support. But it was a decision that I had to make that was beneficial to my kids and me. I can't keep dragging y'all down here.
But that's real co-parenting. Like, let's just call it what it is. It's real co-parenting. You wasn't trying to – the system will get you if you let them, right?
Absolutely.
All these brothers, these women going down here putting them on child support because they mad and angry, and you ain't even giving the brother a chance. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get a brother a chance first. You got to do that first. Like, that's mandatory, number one. But, again, I just don't get it. And the ones that – these dudes that had a kids, and when you be like, when the last time you saw your child? Oh, she don't really let me see her like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're saying. Like, I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying? I'm like, I'm real confused. What are you saying? Like, I don't know what you're saying.
You know what? And I have a friend, and I love her to death. I ain't gonna call her out on the radio station, but I have a friend who purposely has kept her child away from the father for 16 years. And when I talk to her, I'm like, so you just still ain't gonna never let this, like, He ain't done nothing. She's just like, I don't want to be bothered with him. What?
Wow.
So you just ain't going to let that's this baby never see her father. Like, never, ever? She's
wow.
like, no.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't want him. I don't want him in her life. And I said, well, Jesus.
Wow.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
No,
I don't get it. But
I
let's
can't.
Take another caller.
Okay.
Caller. And we and look, if some of the callers I see I've lost, I know y'all be wanting to get on because phone lines be blowing up. But we got to talk. So if you call back, I promise I'll try to get you on before the end of the show. I will try my best. However, we got to pay bills and we got
to
talk.
You were wrong to make this just an hour anyway. You already knew what this was gonna be.
I'll be tired. Anyway, caller with the last four of 5007. Good evening, caller. You're on with me. Hi. Why are you laughing?
Hi, this is Coffee. Because I was calling to make a comment. I was just listening.
You just listening.
You know, I was texting you.
You were.
I was, because I'm like, that's why me and you get along, because I was like, I don't believe in child support. I ain't putting them folks in my business. I ain't got time for it. Plus, we were both broke. We both trying to come up at the same time. We just couldn't be together.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, I'm not putting them folks in our business. You know where your child live, and you know they eat every day.
That's
we
it.
Hear
that
it every day.
It's not that I think child support is a bad thing, but I just feel like it's not a weapon. And I
but that's what it's
a woman
used
that
for.
Feels like she, exactly. If you're using it for a weapon, that's wrong. And then don't be like, well, that ain't enough. And da 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 da. The kid needs this. You ain't giving me this. You know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to act like you're going to see my child. Send the kid over there with no clothes. Why is you sending the kid over there with no clothes? With the alcohol
right.
bag. Just to make them buy some clothes.
Like you
I
said, I consider it like a weapon, something to break up the family. It's just like, how come a woman can't get assistance to help feed her kids if she got a man in the house? Well, we all can't eat.
That's
I got to say, I don't know
well,
where he at. I got to say, I don't know where he at for you to give me an EBT card. I got to lie and say I ain't seen him.
Yeah, you
got to
lie because they
want to
know.
For me to get a little change.
But here's
know.
The thing.
Well, let's not get into that.
That's the system. But
oh, that's another show? Okay.
But
no, we're
going
to talk about it a little bit because we're going to probably have to do a part two to this show. But on the real, I have a sister who was a paralegal down at the child support office. She actually wrote a book to help fathers because child support really does railroad you. Like, I'm married to somebody that's on child support. My husband is on child support for our 13-year-old. And when I talk to my baby mama, that's what I call her. Like, that's my daughter's mother, her other mother. I'm the bonus mama. That's her birth mother. But when I talk to her and she, you know, she's like, well, I only got this. And I'm like, I look at my husband, Shaq, and I know how much they take out. But if you only got this, that means the child support office getting a bigger chunk than you are. So, technically... Oh, yes, baby.
Yeah,
oh, yes. They getting interest and fees and all that stuff off of that. So you get this amount, but they get probably 60% of the amount that they take out and they give you the other. So they charging administration fees. They charging interest. They charge, you name it, they charging for it. So
who he really taking care of?
He really taking care of the Georgia, state of Georgia, and somebody else.
Absolutely.
He's paying the people's wages down there. Yeah, and that's it. And I talked to her. So we're working out something now because we 50-50 around here. I have my baby just as much as she have her. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. But this was something that went on before me.
Right.
And, you know, so I can't say what to do, but I can help come to a medium because – you clearly see that you're not getting everything that he's paying. So that's a problem.
Right. And then I had a friend who had a child by a guy, and he was giving her money, You know, her friends got in her head, oh, you should put him on child support, blah, blah, blah. When the court told him, When the court told him what he needed to pay, it was a third of what he was giving her on his own.
And you know what? See, and he probably said, that's all you getting. That's all you're going to get. Because you put me on
that's
paper,
all you
that's
get.
All you going to get and nothing else.
Right. He said, you ain't have to put them folks in our business.
No, yep. Because once that, I'm going to tell you, once the child support people get in your business, whether it's the father putting the mother on child support or vice versa, they are in your business. They run. They know when you work. They know everything about you is linked to that Social Security number, and that Social Security number is everywhere. As soon as you get a job, it pops up. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. The child support people know about it, and that's probably the worst. And if you miss a payment, they suspending your license. Hell, if I can't go to work, how you gonna get your money? Like, people don't understand. Women, men, if y'all listening, y'all don't understand. They gonna learn.
Two people you don't put in your business.
Man, it's worse than probation.
The child support and IRS.
What?
I'm telling you.
What? Say it again.
It's two people you don't put in your business. Child support people and IRS. You just don't mess with them. Keep them out your business. They don't need to know that. And that's what women don't need to know.
But then they too busy. Let them friends. It be them friends. Because they sitting over here, got five different baby daddies. This, that, and it'll be them friends that's telling you and messing up
because they see you getting
something with your baby daddy. So look, if I can't say it enough. If you out there listening on the web and you really confused about what you should do, and you're talking crazy to your kid's father for nothing because you upset, you having a bad day, calm down. It's about the kids. It's not about you. If y'all didn't work out, fine.
He didn't move on. You still mad. Let that go, girl.
Still mad.
Please let that go.
It don't matter how much money you get from him, you still ain't going to never stop him from getting with that other girl. It ain't going to happen.
Not at all.
Right, and everybody ain't for any of your life. My mom said teeth fall out, and they're supposed to be permanent. So.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
but that's the truth.
You wait. You here long enough, you lose them too.
Right. And then you came here with them. So,
wow.
Let him go.
Let him go. Let her go. It's not. It's about the kids. Let the mama and the daddy go do what they gonna do. As long as your child is not being mistreated in the process, there you go. There you go.
Right.
Spend time with your baby.
Okay.
Because kids don't, parents, when that child grows up, they have seen and heard everything that you've said and done to that other parent. And it might just backfire on you. I'm just saying.
Wow.
It ain't nothing like you taking care of your kid all their life by yourself because you had some ignorant thoughts. And then when that child gets older, he turns against you. Because you kept them away from the other parent. I see it
all the
time.
It happens
all the time. All right, Coffee.
Okay, I like talking to y'all.
Look, we like talking to you, girl. This is us. Every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we have them topics
before
that everybody want to hear.
Well, I
so
will
keep
be tuning
on
in.
Listening. I
y'all
appreciate
have a good
it.
One.
You too. I'm going to put you back in queue.
Okay.
Ayanna.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
You know we have to ask each other questions.
Okay, go on ask.
Girl.
I ain't got daddy drama.
I know you ain't got no baby daddy drama, but I'm just saying, do you have any friends? Did your mama or your daddy play tug of war with you?
No, they didn't. My mom and dad, you know, we was always together until I was basically grown, so they didn't play tug of war with me. But I have dated men that either the woman wasn't really over him, and so she did play tug of war with the kids. It was like, no, I don't want my child around her, and stuff like that. Or he would be like, he would literally tell me like, yo, I really can't go out this weekend. We could just chill because I had to throw some more money at her because she was complaining about X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah. And I could respect it. You know, truth or not truth, I can respect it. But I have dealt with baby mamas who I have seen, as you said, I've seen grown men cry over the fact that they're not seeing their child because mama mad. That, to me, like, melts my heart because I just don't understand that. And then I don't understand, on the flip side, I don't understand men that, and I'm going to get into the men, I ain't male bashing, but I can't stand when a man tells me, oh, well, I pay child support. That's not an award-winning statement.
Right.
Okay? That doesn't mean anything to me. So you pay child support. When was the last time you see your kids? Oh, I pay child support.
You see your baby.
No.
Are you spending a whole lot of time over here? I ain't never heard you say, well, I'm taking my kid here.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
And it's like they don't feel like they got to spend any time with them or take them nowhere because they gave her the money, so she should be taking them to the circus. But you can take them to the circus, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you gave her money don't mean you can't spend money on your kids. Like,
that's it.
That's an unattractive trait, point blank, period.
That's it. My husband pays child support, but when my baby is over here, whatever she wants, like, you know what I'm saying? She's no different from my kids that I birthed. Like, she gets everything that they get. Like, it's just that. We go out, we go to the movies. I'm not going to say, well, your daddy paid child support, so you going to eat when you get back over there with your mama. No, she got her own room over here. It doesn't matter what he pays over there. We're still going to buy whatever we feel like you need. And it's not going to be some, well, your mama got this money, so she got to buy. No. But let me tell you something. Even though I took my kid's father off of child support in May of 2007 when I moved down here, I even allowed him and his girlfriend, I had just bought a condo, allowed him and his girlfriend to move into the place that I moved from and just pay me rent every month. And that lasted for 3 months. I went and picked my kids up on July the 21st of 2007 from him and his girlfriend. They spent the summer down there a week to the day on July 28th, he died in a car accident. And I felt so bad, absolutely. So you never know. And I tell this story to people so that they'll understand. I took him off. I didn't get a dime. I came down here and I bought, you know, he bought them stuff for the summer, but I bought them school clothes and everything down here to have when they came down here because they were going to school down here. December of 2007 was the first time ever that I really had to buy my own kids Christmas. And I didn't even know where to start. Like, every Christmas he bought. He the Christmas tree lit. They had everything they wanted as kids. My oldest is getting ready to be 27. He'll tell you, I didn't want for nothing when I was a kid. I had all the games. I had all the bikes. I had everything that I ever wanted. I just needed, all I needed was time. That's it. That's all they wanted was time. That's it.
It's funny.
And now they can never get that back because he's deceased. But I was so, you know, grateful that I allowed them to stay down there for those months while I was here. And they got to spend that time with him because now it's gone. They'll never be able to spend that time with him no more. So people don't understand just how precious those minutes are when the kids are spending that time with that other parent. They don't understand.
Yeah,
it's just too much ignorance going on.
And I'm with you on the time thing and pressure thing because, like, you know, I was they said Toys R Us was closing and going out of business. And it really shook me. Like, why is that bothering you like that? Like, you're a grown person. But as what you're saying in time is what I remember is the time I've spent with my dad. When we would go there on Fridays, and we would go all the time. I don't have idea what he brought. I just had a lot of toys, I guess, as a kid. I don't really know. But it's the that you remember, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they start to realize, because that child support check, that money come in one hand and out the other. You ain't going to remember a 20 or a 5 or a 10 or my dad was paying me this. Like, no kid brags about that growing up. My dad was paying me this much money for child support. Like, no. My daddy took me here. Me and my daddy did this. Me and my daddy did that. It's like the first caller said, you just got to be more conscious about who you having kids with, because you
absolutely
just can't. I cannot stand it when a woman be like, my baby daddy my baby daddy crazy, he a deadbeat, he this, he that. And you said all these negative things about this man. But then, like, I asked the woman straight up, so how many kids do we have? Oh, he got 5. Which number?
And my baby number 4. My baby number 4.
Right, so what?
He got another one after my baby.
Right, but what made you think he got 5 kids? Yours was number 4, so it was 3 more before you. So he was not a deadbeat to them, had one with you and became a deadbeat, or was he a deadbeat originally and you just decided to get pregnant by him and now you're mad because he's treating you the same way he treated her? Like, that's stupid to me.
Because you already know.
It's the same way with dudes. Don't be like, this girl, she crazy. My baby mama crazy. She got 3 kids by 3 different daddies. You one of them. You thought she was real cool with them other 2? Like, what was you
thinking?
Yeah,
no, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. I want people to get it together. We got a commercial we're going to play, and then we're going to take a caller. We're going to pay another bill, and we're going to continue this conversation.
Let's do it.
Be bold. Be fierce. Be cute. Be you. At Cute Bumsy, the clothing line for the confident woman. Cute Bumsy's Curvy Cute line carries sizes from 12 to 26. You can view their fabulous fashions anytime at www.cutebumsy.com. At Cute Bumsy, they have all the reasons to keep you cute.
Well, this baby mama, baby daddy drama is something serious. It is something serious.
Hello, I'm sorry. Look, I'm just talking, and I got y'all on mute. But anyway, like I said, I was just talking. I'm gonna run it back. Oh, that's probably why. Hold on, let me see if I can pull this caller back up. Caller with the last 4 of 6781.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. My sister mentioned me, I know, earlier. I'm the paralegal that worked for Child Support Division, and I was listening to all the callers, and everybody is right on, but the name of the game has definitely got to be co-parenting. That little place downtown shouldn't even exist. People should take care of their responsibilities. Relationships are going to break up. When they do, you must move on. And I am a true believer in, if you move on, that other partner has to accept your child because you are a package deal. If you decide to go downtown and take your child's father or your child's mother, I'm going to really say custodial parent because it could be either or, but I think that father and the mother's new man need to get together and, you know, talk and let each other know, okay, I'm in my child's life. I'm the disciplinarian. She's the disciplinarian. But if y'all get married, you know, just like, oh, I'm old school, then if he feeds you to me, he can fuck you up too. If you being disrespectful.
That's it. Yank him
up. If you being disrespectful, you do that. Yeah, so, and women out here, you need to have a talk with your child's father's new girlfriend, new wife or whatever. If she's any kind of woman, just like my sister said, that becomes your child too. No step, nothing. That's your child.
That's it. It's your child.
They come as a package deal. The only thing different about that child and your child is that you gave birth to them. But if you love that man, you love them children too. Now, there are a lot of trifling mothers out here, and there's a lot of trifling fathers. When a father asks for his rights every other weekend, regardless mm-hmm. of what's going on, because I have our child, what, 26, 27 days out of the month, you only getting them four.
That's
so
it.
So I need a little me time. And in the summertime, I need them 2 weeks, too. I have seen women use the kids because they want the man to say, if he don't do this, I'm going to hit him in his pockets.
Yes.
He might not have it for you to hit in his pockets. So it's a snowball. You keep taking him to court, as my sister say. If he's a truck driver and he depends on his CDLs, how you going to get a child support check?
It's it.
Yes.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's not working. He don't have a license. You take his vehicle, you know, there's a lien on it. So he's got a car that's two screws from being junk. He needs a new car, so he wants to trade it in. But that car is junk, and it got a lien on it.
That's the thing, too, though. That's the thing, too. So a baby mama will see, oh, he didn't got with a new girl. Oh, he got a new car. Oh, he ain't paying me enough money. You know what I'm saying?
It's
the immaturity of it. It's the immaturity of it to begin with. And I led off the show by giving a caveat saying I know I was going to say something that was going to offend some people, but I'm just going to go ahead and say my piece on this one. I just feel like people are out here having kids with people just unnecessarily sometimes. Now, I'm not saying these ain't beautiful people y'all bringing into the world, but everybody you sleep with is not baby daddy material. Or maybe
it's
you
not.
Shouldn't be sleeping with that person if
or
they're
baby
not father material. Right.
Or baby mama.
They may be beautiful children, but they grow up to be some ugly adults when you don't have what it takes. Their inside is not right. That's why they don't have conscience. That's why being a side chick is acceptable. Our children aren't being educated the way they used to be. Every once in a while, you'll find somebody that gets pregnant at a young age. But when you spread all this and there is missing pieces, and then another thing I tell people about all the time, you got stupid people that say, oh, that ain't your sister. Oh, but yes, it is. You start
right.
getting into incestuous relationships when a child don't know where. This discussion, baby mama, baby daddy, leads off into all areas that just go for the reason why our society is like it is. It's just people not taking care of their responsibilities. But if part of it is if you do co-parent, let your kid know, I love you. I'm going to tag that ass when you need it. Mama's doing the same. Mother and father being on same accord,
that's
producing better kids.
Ooh,
yeah, I mean,
look, we're gonna have to bring this back.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to bring this back.
Yeah,
oh,
this is a great topic.
Tell us a little bit about your book, real quick. We only have a few more minutes, but just tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote.
Yes, I decided when I worked for the child support office, I've seen a lot of men getting done. I mean, done really, really bad. And a lot of people don't know the real truth about child support. That was my book was called, The Real Truth About Child Support. And I just kind of broke it down of what happens when you first go to court and stuff. Like, I would tell a young man anytime, get a blood test, whether you was with her for a whole year or not. Sometimes it comes out not to be your baby, and you done paid for that child for 18 years. And it's easy to get on child support. It's hard to get off when you claim that baby.
Yeah.
You have to get a whole lawyer to get your name off the birth certificate. So if she's playing that game, this is not your child, get that DNA. Matter of fact, I will have one before I leave the hospital. I'm a woman telling you that he should get a blood test.
That's real talk right there.
That was a topic in my book. Yeah, that was a topic in my book. Another topic was once you get in this system, it is very hard to get out. The machine is not really calculating your money. It is them that is calculating your money. There has been many, many mistakes. And if people don't keep up with how much they owe, they can get taken for granted. Like, a lot of people don't know. I just know this is in the state of Indiana. I don't know about any other state. But if
that's
a man is paying child
support, trust me.
Look, if a man is paying child support through a Title V agency, that's the child support office that is basically owned by the state. If he is paying through there and they decide, or she decides, I want to go downtown and close my case with the child support office. You closed your case with the child support office. They're no longer monitoring it, but you still have a court case, and you are still responsible to pay.
Paying that money.
A lot of men don't know. They say, well, we came down here and closed it. Well, if she decides she wants to open the shit back up because you got with a new woman and she opens it back up, you're that much in the arrears.
You're that much in arrears. They don't understand that.
You
are
that much in arrears.
We're going to have to bring this show back. So,
yeah,
so listen,
and
hold on, listeners, if y'all want to know more, we do. If y'all want to know more about that situation, or maybe even order a book to enlighten you about what you can do about your situation, hit us up and we'll give you more info. And sis, I'm going to put you back in queue because our time is running out, but I want to thank you for all your input. Thank you for listening. And I appreciate you.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Ayana, we're going to have to bring this one back.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring it back because I'm going to be honest. And I, like I said, I just still feel like as women or as men, if you laying down with somebody and you sleeping with them unprotected, or you sleep with them in general, I heard, and I can't remember who the author was one time. I can't remember who it was, but he said, when you, as a woman, when you lay down with a man, you need to already know that he's father material, because that can be the
result.
Absolutely. So don't lay down with him. It's father material, because that can happen. And now you're in a situation to where you're mad. And it's, and please understand, I'm not male bashing. It's the same thing with men. If you see this woman and you see she's not taking care of her kids, understand that she ain't going to have one with you and then magically become mother material. It's
the,
not going to happen.
The best mother in the world.
She's not going to wait for him. Like, well, it's his child, so I'm going to do it differently. If she's dogging her baby daddy, you lay down with her, guess what? She had one with you, she's going to dog you too. It's not going to be no
That's
difference.
It. That's the way it goes. I say it again. A leopard can't change his stripes. All they can do is camouflage them. At one point or another, the real you is going
to
come out, and it may not be
it's
that
crazy.
You can't know, just lay around and have babies by anybody. And everybody.
You know, this topic gets me, because that's the first thing a dude will say to me is, why you ain't got no kids?
What?
And my answer is always because I never wanted to be called somebody's baby mama.
Baby mama.
I did not want to be that. I can be an ex-wife. I can be the mother of your child. I could be a widow. I'm not going to be no baby mama. I couldn't do it.
That's it.
I couldn't do it. I know women do it.
Couldn't do it. Ain't going to do it. I got to, well, look, we got to pay another commercial. Before we close out, hold that thought.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
Ayana, we're going to have to bring this back in a couple of weeks for the people because, like I said, my cell phone, the phone lines, everything was blowing up. And we only did an hour show tonight. Smack me. Talk crazy to me. It's my fault. I did it. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Check us out next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Good night, people.
Good night.
having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.